This is Capital Access, your on-ramp for news and insight from the Louisiana Statehouse. I'm Sue Lincoln. Members of the House Transportation Committee gave their stamp of approval to the Coastal Restoration Spending Plan for the upcoming fiscal year. Jerome Zerang, director of the Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority, says they'll spend $725 million, primarily post-oil spill funds from BP.
We'll always lose land on the coast because it's a dynamic system. The key is developing land that's sustainable, and that's what this plan does.
Specific projects included in the plan prompted objections. John Tesvich with the Oyster Task Force says they don't mind the dredging, but diversion projects are a problem.
We want the sediments from the diversion. We don't want the fresh water.
Oyster fishermen say freshwater diversion projects kill shellfish. George Cavagnac with the St. Bernard Parish Council says the diversions will financially devastate communities near those projects.
We're standing to lose over $300 million in annual state and local tax revenue. Tourism and fishing, both recreational and commercial, let these estuaries depend on.
John Berry, former head of the Southeast Louisiana Levee Board East, urged caution over using all the BP dollars from the Coastal Restoration Fund. He notes that promised sources for future coastal rebuilding efforts, federal revenue sharing from offshore oil leases, are not guaranteed.
Hope is not a plan.
The measure now goes for full House approval. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Capital Access is produced by WRKF and made possible by Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation supporting Louisiana agriculture, and ExxonMobil Baton Rouge.